Welcome to Wealth Alliance's series of Frequently Asked Questions.
FAQ number 3 for you, Kevin, is how does Wealth Alliance determine its outlook on the equity market?
Well, we have developed an in-house algorithm to help us decide whether we're going to be bullish, bearish, or neutral on our portfolios for our clients. I really enjoy this the side of the business, so it might get a little bit more technical. Obviously, some of our clients don't necessarily care that much about the technical side of it, but here we go. So if you're interested, this is how we come up with that algorithm. It's not a black box at all. If any of our clients want to come and sit down and take a look at it with us, happy to do that. What we do is we look at initially the moving average. So long-term moving average versus a short-term moving average. If the long-term moving average of the S&P 500 is moving up, that's a good sign. And if the long-term moving average is moving down, that's not such a good sign. This is a 200-day moving average. What we do is we look at the short-term, which is a 50-day moving average. If that's below the long-term moving average and the long-term moving average is moving down, that's a negative sign because that short-term moving average is going to pull the long-term average down. So that would be the first indicator that's not a good sign. And that would be the first of four that would move us towards a bearish signal. The second is we monitor the VIX. Now, the VIX, you can look up on Yahoo Finance. It's a measure of the volatility within the market. And you'll notice that the VIX is 100% negatively correlated, well, almost 100% negatively correlated to the market. It's fantastic to watch. As the market goes up, the VIX drops and becomes calm. If the market starts to drop, the VIX spikes almost in unison with the market, just in the opposite direction. And so we monitor that as a sign. If the VIX or that measure of anxiety is above a certain level, we see that as a negative sign. So that would be the second of the two of the four negative signs. The third we look at was actually brought to us by one of our clients who's in the real estate market. And he said, hey, have you taken a look at new property permits issued throughout the US? Because if you can measure the activity of new property permits issued for building, if that's dropping off, you can see it as a potential sign that activity in the building industry is going to drop off. So we follow that, we get the monthly data for that, and if that is dropping below what we consider to be normal levels, that would be the third negative sign in our suite of four. And the last one, perhaps the most important for us, is the spread. Similar to the TED spread, but this is a spread of the interest rate differences between short-term interest rates and long-term interest rates. We can kind of anticipate that in our heads makes sense. If I give my money to the government for, say, 3 months, I'm going to expect to earn less money than if I give it to them for 10 years. And we're in a weird situation at the moment where we actually have a negative or inverted yield curve where the long-term rates are actually lower than the short-term rates. It's kind of a strange situation to be. Why on earth would I give the money, my money to the government for 10 years and accept a lower interest rate than if I had given it to them for 3 months? And one of the main reasons for that is safety. People just want to make sure that their money is safe. That's not a great sign when we're looking at the equity market. So those four signs together, the moving averages moving down, the VIX moving up, the new property permits perhaps below what we consider normal, and this spread between low short-term interest rates and long-term interest rates, if that spread is very narrow or in the current case negative, that would be a negative sign, and that would move us from a bullish position to a bearish position. And then conversely, if there was a mix in the signals, we'd be neutral. And if all those signals were positive, we would be bullish. And that would move our portfolios within the constraints that we've created from, say, a normal 60-40 blend of equities to debt in a moderate portfolio. We might go to a 70-30 equity if we were bullish, or a 30-70 equity to fixed income in a bearish environment.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about Wealth Alliance, please visit wealthally.com. That's wealthalli.com.